Are you ready to find, hone, and use your own voice in creative ways to share your story? Welcome to A Mad Vox, a podcast that gives you tools to do just that. I'm your host, Madeline Wright. You ready to make your inner kid proud? Let's begin.
Hello, and welcome back to A Mad Vox podcast, NaNoWriMo edition. This is the 24th day of NaNoWriMo, and we are back in the weekend. Not just any weekend, it's the final weekend before NaNoWriMo ends. So this episode is going to be all about how to boost your word count to get you through that last week. But first, an offer from our host. Write your novel like it's a Black Friday sale, where you can get this exclusive insight. You can plan to discount at least 25% off whatever you write. So hurry and write all weekend long. Offer valid only after validation or December 1st, or whenever the editing process is started. See Final First Draft for details. It still feels like a holiday and you want to chill out and relax, but this is the best time to make up your word count if you're behind. If you want to give yourself a boost for the last few days and finish strong, I have a few suggestions. Da-da-da-da-da. Number one, word sprints all day, every day. Word sprints are set periods of time where you write as many words as possible during that time. As I mentioned before, you can find word sprints on the NaNoWriMo website, on Twitter for the Nano Word Sprints account, and also ChatNano. Throughout this entire weekend on ChatNano, there are sprints called Turkzilla, and those go through Sunday night every hour at the top of the hour and on the 30-minute point for 15 minutes. There is a word sprint where you can just write as much as you can and report your word count. If you've never been to ChatNano, you can find a link in the show notes. I will link to it, and I suggest that you join. The advantage of this is that doing word sprints on ChatNano ties you to a time versus ad hoc sprints that people will create that aren't necessarily time-bound. They're 15 minutes, but they don't keep you on that schedule. So on the ChatNano site, it gives you a chance to prepare to write with the prompt either if you use an outline or something else, instead of just starting with, okay, ready, set, write. Unless you're a pantser, that may not be the best way for you to jump into a word sprint. Also, there are dinosaurs involved if you're into that sort of thing. Number two, have you attended any NaNoWriMo virtual write-ins? If you haven't, you can rewatch them on the NaNoWriMo YouTube channel, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. But the virtual write-ins going through the second time can be just as effective as going through the first time. It's actually nice to have a chance to try out all of the prompts that you may have ignored the first time through. Again, first draft, get the words in. You can always edit the prompts out if they don't fit your story later. Number three, climb that buddy list ladder. By now, you probably have a few buddies in your list in various stages of having one, having written more than 50K, but they aren't yet validated, and those who are true blue in their word count and climbing. If you're anything like
someone we know,
you fall into the latter category. So this is your time to climb. Find someone slightly ahead of you and do a word sprint or two to catch up to that buddy. I find 15-minute sprints to be the most effective for me, but your sprint length preference may vary. So do whatever sprint length works best for you. The key here is to repeat the sprints until you catch the person in front of you. Once you've done that, take a well-deserved break and then repeat as many times as you need for the next buddy on your list. The final one is to use your social media. Try posting your current word count as a virtual check-in. Post updates every 2,000 words until you get to 45,000. That can be a great motivator. After 45,000, posting every 1,000 words is the perfect way to get to that final stretch and let your friends cheer you on and keep you on task as you boost your word count and blast through to the other side of 50K. I'm curious to know if you have any weekend word boosting strategies. Let me know in a comment on this episode's show notes page, which you can find at podcast.amadvox.com. For reference, this is episode 24, or on Twitter, you can tweet at amadvox or use the hashtag amadvox, and I'll check it out. That's all I have for today. Thanks so much for listening. I wish you, writer, a productive writing weekend. I'll see you tomorrow.
You just heard a Mad Vox. I am One Voice, but I know that you're out there too, waiting to use yours. Let's connect at podcast.amadvox.com. Follow A Mad Vox on Twitter and Instagram. And until next time, make something all weekend long.